Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
Hi, and welcome to Brain Healthy. I am your host, Jessica Aaronworth. I am so excited today to be speaking with Felicia Marie Guzelis. Today, I'm trying to get that name right. Felicia is a powerful master healer and uses the Akashic Records to do so. I myself have learned so much from her about the records and healing and energy. And really, I think it's something everyone needs to know. So I didn't want to keep her a secret. And I am sharing her knowledge. Well, I'm not sharing. She's sharing her knowledge and experience. But I'm very happy to be able to introduce her to everyone because my life, I know, has been so profoundly changed since meeting her. Hey, Felicia, how are you?
Oh, Jessica, I'm so great. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be on the show with you talking about my favorite topic of all time, the Akashic Records.
And, you know, I am too, and I can't tell you how excited I am because we met very much by chance. And we developed a working relationship together. And I cannot tell you how profoundly my life has been changed since meeting you and since learning about the records and more about energy and healing. And, you know, it was a new area to me, but I was so drawn to it as soon as we started speaking. Can you tell, for those people who don't know what the Akashic Records are, mm-hmm. And before I met you, I had heard of them, but I didn't know what they were. What are they?
You know, it's so funny. I get that so much. So many people come through and go, I've heard the term Akashic Records, but I have no idea what they are. Do you know what the background actually is on that when people say that? It's not that they have heard about it online. They may have, you know, they may have heard it in passing if they're in healing circles or, you know, social media or whatever. If they're in the circles that talk about the Akashic Records, they may have heard about it. But usually what it is at a soul level, your soul knows the Akashic Records very well. So sometimes we haven't even consciously heard the term Akashic Records, but it's that center. When we're centered on some level, we know what the Akashic Records are. We're just not consciously aware of it. So to answer your question, the Akashic Records are an energetic field that we can work in and we can visit. So right now we're in a physical body, and let's say we wanted to go to the library. We would either walk or we would get in our car and go to the library. That's like what the Akashic Records are. They're a universal library. So whether we're incarnated like we are right now, or we're a soul on the other side, not incarnated anywhere, maybe just up in the heavens or somewhere else in some other energy field, we can go to the Akashic Records. And it is exactly that. It's a big library that stores all of the information of our soul's growth. So when a soul is created, I call this energy source. A lot of people use the term God or universe or creator. It's all the same energy to me. So when our soul is created, we also have a book that's immediately created. So all I do is I go and I pull your soul book in the Akashic Records and I open it up and I start looking at what's going on with you. So anything, even if you ate a piece of gum, it's recorded in the Akashic Records. Every step you've taken, every experience you've had, it's in there. So it's really amazing to be able to look at that energy and tap into the history of our soul and see, why do we do the things that we do? Why am I repeating this pattern in this lifetime? You know, we have access to that information, and it's really powerful to be able to shift it and change the energy.
So when you say, and I've always been curious about this, you know, when you say you see the energy,
mm-hmm.
how does that come for you? Do you actually see the energy? Do you have a feeling of what the energy is about? How does that work for you?
It varies, and it depends on who I'm talking to very often, and it depends on what I'm doing. So we have many different clairs, but there's a few main clairs that I usually teach on. One of them is claircognizance, right? So with this clair, this is when you hear somebody say, I don't know how I know, but I just know. That's claircognizance. It's up in the crown chakra. So we have these chakra centers that they're energetic centers in our space, in our body, that connect us to the heavens, the universe. So that one is up in the crown, which is at the top of the head. So that's, I don't know how I know, I just know. Claircognizance. So a lot of times I go into the records and I don't necessarily see anything. Even with third eye, which I'll talk about, I don't necessarily see anything, but I walk in and I know exactly what's there and what's going on. And I use all of these in the work that I do too. But the next clair is clairvoyance. So that's that space between our physical eyes. Okay, so that's third eye. Most people have heard of clairvoyance. That's the most popular clair that people have heard of. Many times, though, I would say 80% of the time when I'm working in the records, I walk into the records and I see whatever I need to see. My eyes usually are closed, my physical eyes, but I'm seeing in my mind's eye. That's third eye. And that's where I'll see colors. I'll see angels. I'll see ascended masters. I will certainly see the soul book. I can see soul contracts, because we do have contracts with people in our lives right now. Like, the, you know, if you got married, you're not marrying that person by accident. That's on a soul contract. That was going to happen no matter what you did. So that's a really interesting topic too, but probably too big for today.
That is. Maybe we can discuss that at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one.
That is an interesting topic.
And so it's a lot to take in there, but I can see all of those, just like if I were to go walk into a library here and pull the book and open it up and look at it. So I'll see the writing on the pages. So that's clairvoyance, and I'm a really strong clairvoyant. So I usually can get all that through that clair. But we also have clairsentience, which is clear feeling. And clear feeling is, it's kind of similar to claircognizance, but it's like, I just feel that this is the right thing to do. So it's very feeling based. Okay. It's just going with what feels good for me right now. And a lot of people use this one and they feel really strongly about something, a passion or a cause. That's clairsentience coming in. I use that one in the records as well. The other one, and one of my stronger clairs, is clairaudience. This is clear hearing. This is how I work with angels. They talk to me, they sometimes yell very loudly into my ears, or I hear them in my mind. And the way that I can tell the difference with them is the angels have a different voice than my mind does. So I've, with practice, everyone can do this, but I listen to what my mind is saying to me, and it's usually never very loving. It's usually fear-based. A lot of what comes from my mind. Mm-hmm. So when the angels are coming in, I can tell, because I work with Archangel Michael a lot. He has a different voice than my mind has. It's very booming, and he's very confident and sure, and he will never say anything to discourage me. So I can tell now when he's talking, and that just took some practice when it first opened up for me. So yeah, everyone has all of these clairs. There is not one soul on this earth that doesn't have all of these clairs. We were all given the exact same gifts. So it's just a matter of kind of attuning to the energy.
And I think that's a really important point. Actually, before I make this point, I just want to let everyone know our switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree. so we will get to everyone's questions. Just be patient. But we will get to all the questions. I think, you know, that's a really good point, because I spent a lot of my life thinking that there were, you know, it sounds so bad to say it loud, but there were like the talented people. There were the people who had the gift and were given the gifts to be able to work in an energetic realm and, you know, have access to information that other people didn't. And I really felt that it was something that not all of us were born with or had access to. And
right.
I know that this year for me, as for so many other people, has been probably one of the most challenging years I've ever been through. And I know I'm hearing that from a lot of people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And through these challenges, though, you know, in every adversity comes something beautiful. And for me, through these challenges, a lot of what's come up is, oh, everyone does have access to this information. Everyone does have access to these abilities. You have to practice, you have to use them, and you have to believe and trust in yourself, which becomes
absolutely
a huge one.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, it is a process. When I first, I had clairvoyance and clairaudience activated on the same day. They just kind of opened up on the same day. It was pretty overwhelming. So I heard Archangel Michael, and then I saw him on the same day during a meditation. It was a guided meditation. I went to a healing circle. And the way that he worked with me in the month after that is, he would ask me to do something, and I was such a skeptic and so cut off from any of this, because I was very triggered by religion. If anybody said anything to me about religion, I just could not handle it. I was vehemently against religion for my own reasons, my own background, things that I had been through. And so when I had an archangel start talking to me, I was a complete skeptic. And he would ask me to do things, and I would look at him, literally look at him with my physical eyes and go, why should I listen to you? And he continued to work with me, and he never said one unkind word. And he said, the way he got around my perceptions, because that's what they have to do. Angels have to get around this paradigm that we live in, this cube, this box that we put ourselves and our mind in, right? And so he had to get around that. And the way that he did it is, he would look at me and he would go, why don't you try it out? And if it doesn't work, then you could say something to me. We'll go from there. And I said, all right, that doesn't hurt. So he gave me an out. That's the first way. Because I like challenges like that. So when he said that, I went, okay, I'll try it out. Because in my mind, I was going, this isn't going to work. And then I can come back and go, see, I don't believe you. I shouldn't listen to you. It gave me a way to protest what was going on with my spirituality opening up. But it worked every single time. And he knew that. And he knew it was going to work.
Right.
Because they can see things that we can't see. They're in the universal perspective. We're here on Earth. And so that is how I built trust with him. And now I trust him with my life. I mean, anything Michael suggests to me at this point, it gets done, because he has never steered me wrong. Have things been easy? Not always, no. But I can always come back and go, I see why. And as long as we can see why, that's where the healing is. So to build that faith and trust, I will say, even right now, I have days where I don't have faith and trust. And that's normal. I'm a human. You know, we're all humans. We're in a human body. We're having human emotions. And as much as I'd like to say I rise above all the things that are happening on Earth, some days I don't. And I'm okay with that. You know, there are days like that. So I think we just need to remember, too, as these things are opening up, it's like there's no right or wrong way to start to connect with all this energy. It's just the intention of wanting to seek, you know, be a seeker and see what else is out there. That's what's really important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, knowing that there's something bigger out there, knowing mm-hmm. that, you know, that bigger something really has your back every step of the way.
Absolutely.
And keeping faith in that and trusting that. So how did your experience on this path start?
You mean how did it all open up first?
I can tell by that breath that this is a really, really big question.
It is. It's good. I like big questions. I've only been on this path 2.5 years. I had heard the term universe. I mean, in the last 10 years, probably, I had a mentor at the time that was always talking about the universe, and I thought she was totally a weirdo, and I couldn't resonate with anything that she was saying. And it was when I split from her, about a year and a half went by, and all of a sudden I started seeing the word universe everywhere. And about 6 months later, I got invited to an angel healing circle locally. It's kind of like how you and I met, Jessica. This lady came out of nowhere and she invited me to an angel healing circle, and it was just me and one other person there. And she's an amazing friend of mine right now even. And she invited me, and I thought to myself, no, I'm not going to go. This is silly. What are we going to do? A meditation. I wasn't into meditation at the time, but something kept on, like, it's like I couldn't get this event out of my mind. And so I go and I buy a ticket in, and it was just me and one other lady. It was really small, but she put out all these decks of oracle cards, and I thought this was fun. This is what got me to go. I thought, oh, I didn't know people who didn't know about spirituality could use oracle cards. I was so blocked on this back then, right? I just couldn't fathom that I could have my own tarot deck or oracle card deck, right? And so I show up, and she takes us through this meditation to meet our angel. I am rolling my eyes the entire time. My eyes were closed, but they were rolling inside my head about this meditation. And so I finally just kind of submit, right? I go, okay, this lady's really nice. So let me just do what she's asking. So she says to us, ask your angel his or her name. Well, again, indulging her, I asked, and I heard Archangel Michael scream it into my left ear, booming, like somebody had walked in with a microphone. And I was so startled by what I heard that I opened my eyes and I looked to my left, and there was nobody there. So that was the first thing. He didn't say Archangel Michael when I asked, he said Michael. That's it, just booming voice. So I went, okay, I'm hearing things, obviously. So this is my mind is kicking in now, telling me you didn't really hear that. So then she keeps going with the meditation, and she goes, ask your angel to step and stand in front of you, because our angels stand behind us, which is true, they do. So I ask again. I felt a hurricane-type wind go past me on my left side. Again, I thought somebody had gotten up, opened a door, a fan turned on. I opened my eyes. I look, nothing's there. I close my eyes, and he's standing right in front of me, looking at me. And it was that moment that I went, my life is never going to be the same, because I can't unsee. I can't unsee what I've just seen. It's like that saying, when you know better, you do better. and I couldn't unsee what I had just seen. And just to be a show off, he opened his wings all the way when I saw him. And I looked to the left and I looked to the right, and there was no end to his wingspan. There was no end. He was just doing it just to show me that, yes, I'm real. Yes, I'm here to help you. And he was dressed in full armor. I remember every detail of what he looked like when I first saw him. He always looks different when I see him now, but I remember every detail of when I first saw him. So the coming months, he just worked with me on trust, because like I said earlier, I would listen to something that he said, then I would go, no, thank you. You know, don't want to do that today. I was in a state of resistance. So in May, so that was January 1st, 2014. That happened on New Year's Day when all of that opened up.
Cool, New Year's. Right? I want to hang out with you on New Year's.
Can you imagine the intentions that you're setting on New Year's Day with something like that happening? It shifted the entire course of my life. I was a sales.
Yeah, I bet.
I was an expert in sales, just standard sales out in the field before that. And still, I think I'm still a good salesperson, but I don't know that I want to do that full time. I like healing work now. But in May of that year, I had gone through this very brief training course, and it had a lot of small modules attached to it. It was really inexpensive. And one of the modules was the Akashic Records, and it was like a four-page PDF that said, this is how you get into the records, go inside and look around. And I thought, what are the Akashic Records? I read this lady's description of it, and I'm like, okay, that's interesting, but I don't know if I believe this. Well, Jessica, literally, I go and do this meditation, and I fell into the records. I didn't walk in gracefully. I open the door to the records. I fall in. My guide is standing there to talk to me. He literally helps me up, and he goes, we've been waiting for you. And it sent chills up and down my spine, because without knowing the reason, I knew the reason. Like, right. I felt it inside that this is where I belong. This is at least a next big step on my path. And those moments are priceless. Because there are defining moments like that where, whether it's in person or in the spirit realm, somebody's looking after you and going, you're here now and that's all that matters. So let's get to work. And they have been training me since that day. So I'm completely trained by the Akashic Records. That's why my work is so powerful. That's why people heal long term from my work. I've been trained by no one on earth. And I don't really have any limitations on what's possible as far as healing goes. I think that everything is possible with healing. So it's been an experience. I hope that answered your question, but it's been a long path.
Well, it's funny because sometimes it feels like a long path, but 2.5 years isn't that long. And in this realm, it's interesting because, I mean, for me, I've always dabbled in and out of my own spirituality. Mm-hmm. I've always been very interested. Healing has played an integral part in my life from when I was very, very young. I mean, I was, 11, 12, reading books on shamanism and alternative healing methods and, mm-hmm. Anything I could get my hands on. I remember being in choir and having my third eye just pulsating so much that I couldn't even sing. I couldn't even focus on anything. I had to close my eyes and put my hand over my forehead. And it's only been in the past really 3 months for me that I'm starting to understand, starting to understand more about those experiences and what that's about. And but the past 3 months feels like it's been forever.
So, right. It's because there's so much that happens in a small amount of time. That it really,
yeah.
And once you start learning about all this too, we realize that time isn't real. It's a human-made thing that's only relevant here on Earth. If you talk to the rest of the universe about time, they just don't get it. They can't resonate with it because it only exists here on Earth. So
right.
Once you get into this energy of healing, you find that it's irrelevant. You know, I've seen with a lot of people healing-wise, it always depends on what their perceptions are. I have some clients that look at me and go, Felicia, I'm completely open. I'm completely open to healing. And they're being truthful. They are. And guess what? Those clients heal overnight with some conditions. It doesn't matter how big the condition is. They will heal overnight because they are completely open and they think that all things are possible. But then I have clients that are in a state of resistance. Well, my doctor says to do XYZ. Well, this and that. There's just different blocks that are coming up for them. One of the things that I do is I delete those blocks. So then we have clients too that are like, okay, you have a lot of blocks. Their healing is going to take longer because I have to work through their perceptions. I have to get them to a place where they believe. So
right.
It just depends. You know, but then time's not relevant anymore. Once you get to a place with universal law and knowledge where you're kind of where I'm at, where it's like time's not real anyway. So let me have it. It's something I say to the universe all the time. Let me have it. I can get rid of my own headache almost immediately. And it just depends on where my energy's at. If I have a really bad migraine, I could ask for a healing and my migraine will disappear. Because I have a lot of faith and trust in the process. So it just depends where the person is at. But certainly working towards that is a goal and opening up that energy mm-hmm. and that spirituality. And it's really about being willing to see things differently. If they're willing to do
yeah.
that, and sometimes I have to ask them, are you willing to see things differently? And if they tell me no, it's a bigger thing we have to work through. The fact that they're with me means that there's some level of being willing, but the mind is probably kind of dictating their actions at this point. So it's just something that we work through. But one thing I found is I have no clients by accident, you know?
Right. And as you align yourself more and more with the truth of who you are, well, nothing ever happens by accident. We'll start off by saying that. But the more in alignment you get, I've been fine. The more clients just flow and know they're not there by accident because they need to hear exactly what you need to give them.
Exactly.
Or say to them, however you want to word that. I want to touch a little bit on the process of deleting beliefs, because as a psychotherapist, I work with beliefs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The process of deleting beliefs was brand spanking new for me. when I met you, as much as that's what I would have loved to do with my clients, you know, we've spent a lot of time understanding beliefs, moving them around, but deleting beliefs was very new for me. And that was such a remarkable experience because as I spoke to you, and I'll retell this experience, because I think everyone has to understand it and understand the profoundness of it. As I was speaking to you, you said to me, well, let's delete that belief because it's not serving you and it's actually hurting you. And it was. It was causing me a lot of inner turmoil. And as you deleted it, I was having a conversation with you and I lost all my words. My mind went blank. I couldn't think of anything.
Right.
And then what happened, which was even more profound for me, was I actually felt I want to say a hole, a space, and it went, you know, right down my like into my tummy. It was like kind of this, I don't know, cylinder of space or hole or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. That's what it felt like. There was room there. And all of a sudden, I had this profound experience where, oh, I was very anxious before. And now that's not there. And who am I now without this anxiety that I didn't know was there in the first place, but apparently I've been living with my whole life, and right. it was just normal.
Yeah, and that space, too, is, like, so important to clarify, because I think what you felt was that when I delete something, it leaves a hole, right? Mm. So the second part of the process is I come in and I replace the energy. So if somebody has right. a belief, you know, money is the root of all evil. Guess what? You're not going to make money with a belief like that. You're going to be struggling with money. I guarantee it. Okay. Because you're telling the universe that money is evil. So they're not going to send you money because they're going to match your belief. So I delete a belief like that. And then I replace it. I use money as a tool to be of service. You know, that might be the new belief. It's different for everyone. Okay. But I bring in that new one. And then now all you can remember is the new belief. I ask you, what's the old belief? I can't tell you how many people just stop and are trying to remember the old belief. You can't, because I deleted it. Just like you delete a word from a Word document. It's gone. So I think that cylinder that you were talking about, it was maybe that in-between space where the new belief was coming in to give your energy something to draw on.
Right. I had never experienced anything like it, and I've experienced and I've been through and done and implemented like a lot of different healing techniques, and I was mm-hmm. just blown away. I think maybe what we'll do is head to the switchboard and see if there's any questions.
Okay, great.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, perfect.
And I'm not actually sure if people have questions or if they're just listening.
Okay.
if I call on you and you're just listening, just tell me you're just listening and don't run away. Okay. Hi, do you have a question for Felicia? So it's a 415 area code. Hi.
No question.
Any questions?
Thank you. Just listening.
No, just listening.
Okay. Okay, so we have listeners. So
we will
continue.
Great.
If you do have a question, there should be a little question thing that puts a little question beside your name. So just feel free to press that and I'll keep monitoring. Or you can go to the chat and write your questions in there and we can do it that way.
Yeah, sounds great.
So, okay, so where to go now? I think this is one of my favorite topics. I'm having so much fun.
Me too.
And I get to ask you like all the questions that I've always wanted to ask.
It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. And I'm scattered now. Okay. So do you know who's been following me around? I think you'll appreciate
Someone's
this.
Been following you around?
Yeah, I've been seeing him everywhere.
Oh my gosh, who? No, I have no idea.
Saint Germain.
Oh, geez. Well, I knew on some level you were going to say Saint Germain, because right when you said it, I was looking over at my Violet Flame photo on the wall. His energy, so Saint Germain, his energy is the Violet Flame. That's the term.
Yeah.
The term. And it's been very present lately, very present. There's a lot of social justice energy attached to Saint Germain, but there's also an energy of being kind of like Mother Mary, being kind but just, you know, holding people
right.
accountable, holding ourselves accountable. His energy is new to me, to be honest with you. I'm still trying to kind of get a handle on his energy because it's really strong. So that's great. So you're actually seeing him.
Well, I don't necessarily see.
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes. My dreams are becoming more and more vivid. I'm seeing a little bit. I do more of the I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And the knowing, but I was in the records a few weeks ago, and all I was sent to do was there was like this purple around,
right?
And I'm like, who's purple? This is all new to me. I have no clue. So I went and I Googled purple. I'm like, Saint Purple, what? I don't know.
Saint Germain,
and,
yeah. And Michael, too, you know.
Yes,
Archangel
Michael,
Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So since that time, every time I open my computer, not every time, but quite a lot, things about him just pop up.
Saint Germain. Wow.
Yeah.
So when, next time you go in the records too, asking them why are you, you know, why is Saint Germain, or you know, we've talked about calling
yeah.
the masters in. So call him in next time you're in the records and see what he has to say. I'm sure he has some message for you if he's showing up so often.
Yeah, I did. You know what? I had a conversation with him on my walk. A week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So it makes sense to me. Which is interesting. But yeah, I thought I just had to tell you that.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. He won't be the first or the last, you know, every time we're about to experience or have just experienced something, new guides come in. You know, we don't always have the
right.
same guides. We don't always have the same angels. If someone's building their business, they're going to have some angels come in that can help them build their business. Or they're going to have
right.
some spirit guides drop off and some new ones come in that can help with that. And spirit guides are cool because they're different energies. So they haven't been angels. They're people that have crossed over that may have an area of expertise in something that you're currently going through. So new guides will come in and help with that. And help that processing go on. So it's really cool how the universal support system is set up for us.
Yeah, as long as you allow it.
They're always going to be there. They're always going to be helping.
Right.
And they're very creative. So if they realize, they are, I could tell you some stories about things that have happened to me. But if they realize that we're not listening or we're just not hearing the way that they're communicating, they will keep trying in every possible way they can to get that message
yeah.
to us. Like some people witness repeating numbers, you know, they might see 2:22 p.m. And if the angels know, okay, they saw this, they saw 2:22 p.m., then the repeating numbers are going to start to increase. While another person may be noticing feathers. They go for a walk,
right.
they pick up feathers. That's how that person is hearing. Another person might drive a lot. They see numbers on license plates or they see certain writing on big trucks. I was driving one time and I was frustrated about something and a truck drove by that said Raphael's Moving Service and it was in green. Archangel Raphael. And I went,
aww.
Okay, got the message. And
right.
Then another time I was just driving. There was someone in my car with me, but I was just kind of, we were sitting in silence. I was just thinking about something, so I wasn't talking. And I was thinking about the book that I was about to write. This is like a year ago. And I was struggling with it. I was writing a book on Atlantis, but the information wasn't coming as easily as I thought it would. And I'm not kidding you, Jessica, I got this download in the car, like download meaning a bunch of information about the book came to me at one time. So I had the person write it down for me because I was driving. Not 10
right.
seconds after he writes it down, I look up and the license plate frame in front of me says Atlantis on the license plate frame.
Oh, wow.
I can't even make this up. Like, and I looked and I gasped. I was like, oh my God, look at this. This is it. This is my next step. It was just immediate
right.
validation. I mean, what license plate covers do you see that say Atlantis? I mean, come on, you know.
Well, yeah, I see them like 100 times a day, don't you?
No. Who does that? You know, only the universe could coordinate something so off the wall that there's no way that we could say it was just a coincidence. There's just no possible way. It was just one after one after one. It just didn't stop. And so that's when it was like my thumbs up, you know, it was my go ahead from the universe. Trust us. You know what you're doing. Write the book. And after that, I was able to move forward with it. It seemed to move a lot more easily. It just needed that validation. So, yeah, those signs are everywhere.
Okay, so question for you. When you talk about downloads
mm-hmm.
and, you know, wherever they're coming from, angels, saints, wherever they're coming from, but those downloads that you get in the car.
Right.
That is different than the records. Can you differentiate that for everyone?
Sure. Ultimately,
I've always been confused over this one.
Yeah, because the mind can get stuck in like wanting to categorize everything. So I'm going to try to explain it as in the simplest way for all of our minds as possible, because even I could get stuck in this too. So the way that I've learned it from them, them being, you know, my guides or the Akashic Records is who I work with the most. But ultimately, because Source created all of us, right, all over the world, all the souls that aren't even here right now, we're all one, right? But there are so many different healing modalities, okay? You
right.
would think, well, why not just have this one modality? Well, because we're all having an individual experience and we're all operating in a different energy. So yes, we are one because we were all created by Source. Okay. We all have the same creator. So that interconnectedness is present. And ultimately, our souls are connected in that way. And our actions do affect the collective. They affect not only Earth. We have to think way bigger than Earth. Our actions on Earth are reverberating throughout the entire universe. And other souls that are in the universe, their actions are hitting Earth as well. So it's just all connected in that way. The reason that we have so many different modalities, and this is akin to the downloads, right? Is because I attract clients as a healer whose energy is resonating with the Akashic Records. They're ready for the Akashic Records. And by the way, the Akashic Records choose people. You know, when it's time, somebody hears about the Akashic Records and it's time for them to work with the records. And it may never be time for some people in this lifetime, and that's okay too, because they may register or resonate more with EFT, emotional freedom technique. They're called to that. That's what's going to serve them. So that's why we have so many different ones, because there isn't one mold that's going to fit. They're all contributing to enlightenment, to ascension. So to answer your question, is a download the same as the Akashic Records or coming from the Akashic Records? It's hard to answer that only because our guides are going to get the download to us however we need it. Now, all this information is stored, yes, in the Akashic Records. So it could be coming from there, or it could be the guides saying, this is your next step. Here's your download. It could come directly from God. It could come directly from Source in that way. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter, if that makes sense. It's just, this is the next step. And if you're someone who does access the Akashic Records, you could always go and look at the records and gain clarity. Like, okay, I got this download, so let me go and see if it's changed in the records or whatnot. Other people get downloads like this in meditation. It's just the process of, like for me in the car, it's that process of just sitting in silence. I became receptive for a moment. You know, I wasn't, my mind went silent. And that's what allowed the information to come in. I always tell people, you know, prayer is talking to Source, right? Talking to God. But meditation is listening. You have to really do both. I mean, you don't have to, but you might find yourself kind of frustrated. You know, the people that are constantly praying and don't see change, it's because Source isn't in charge of our change. Source answers our requests. So, I know everyone's different. I know when I was in, you know, my family's Greek Orthodox, and I'm not at all religious, but highly spiritual. And I remember praying as a child and thinking, I remember being told actually that you shouldn't ask God for things. You should just be grateful. Now I'm on the other side of that going, we have contracts with the universe that they will provide us what we need if we are taking action. That's actually how it's working. So anybody who's in prayer, you have to remember it's okay to unload on Source. This is something I work with my clients on. Write a letter to Source. Unload everything that you're upset about. Let him know, and I say him because I just read his energy as more masculine, but there's no gender there, so I don't want to have anyone be upset about that, but, you know, I just read his energy as masculine. But you write him a letter and you go, this is what I'm upset about, this is what I want done about it, but I'm willing to be open. Now, the one thing you don't want to do with Source is say, have ill will towards somebody else. That's the one thing you don't want to do, because they're not going to judge you, but they're not going to answer it because they're not going to hurt another soul. This realm is non-judgmental. So a good way to approach it is, I'd like a peaceful resolution for all involved. That is the perfect way to open up the energy and let them bring justice through, because they will bring swift justice. It's only a matter of time, but it will be. It absolutely will be. So opening up those channels through writing and just sort of getting everything out of the body and getting the frustrations out is really the way to go. And then if you do that before you go to bed, then you could do your prayer and go, gosh, I feel so much better. I got all this out. Now I need your help. Okay, I need help with my next steps. Or I need help with this relationship that I'm having trouble with, or with my diet, or I, you know, I'm worried about money. Can you tell me what I need to do, if anything? So if you say that in a prayer before you go to bed, and prayer, you don't have to be religious with prayer. I'm not religious at all, and I pray because I'm talking to my creator and I'm going, listen, I'm the boots on the ground. You're up there, but I'm down here and I need support. And I'll tell you what, I wake up the next day and I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I either saw it in a dream, or I wake up and I feel like I've been awake all night because I had a million ideas in my brain when I woke up. So keep a journal nearby because they will answer them without a doubt. They come in at night and they provide the answers.
I really liked what you said there about you're allowed to be upset with the universe. Not necessarily with the universe, but you're allowed to express that you're upset, that you're angry, that you're frustrated, that you're anxious, that things aren't going the way you would like them to go. Because I think that's really a profound statement in our world, especially the way the world is heading these days. Because we are on this brink of, or it feels like we're on this brink of, you know, the light is getting brighter, but the darkness or the shadow is also getting stronger.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like, you know, so many times, especially in the spiritual setting, people think, well, I can't be angry, or I have to be loving and I have to be caring at all times, and I can't be angry and I can't be this and I have to be this and I can't be that. And I think it's really important to bring about that, we are in a human body. We are a soul in a human body. And it is normal to feel angry or frustrated or stressed or anxious. And the more you can acknowledge it, the more you can then deal with it and do something about it. And all those emotions really are there to help with change. Because if those emotions weren't there, nothing would ever change. So there are very positive aspects to all of those emotions when used in a healthy way. And I thank you for saying that, because so many times we try to block them out or avoid them. First of all, because they don't really feel that great.
Right.
But second of all, because people become scared. It's like the spiritual snobbery, right? I read that term today and that kind of stuck. This is the right way to do things, and that's the wrong way.
Right. You know what?
And I think we get rid... Yeah.
Ascension is very sloppy. So anybody that says that it's not, I would challenge them on that, because ascension is very sloppy. What happens, especially...
Yeah, it's difficult.
It is. If you're a light worker, especially, I know you and I briefly touched on this earlier, but if you're a light worker, especially, what happens is, if you're destined or fated or whatever we want to call it, if your path is to be helping other people with the ascension process as well, like mine is, that's part of my path, right? Mm-hmm. My ascension process happens just before everybody else starts going through the same thing. And it's very sloppy and rough, and it's not an upward trajectory. It is like climbing the most jagged mountain on earth. And sometimes I fall, and I have to learn to pick myself back up. And I'm super transparent about it online, on social media. I'm very transparent because A, it helps me process what's going on, and B, that's my job. If I were hiding this part of the process, I wouldn't be authentic. And I can't do that. I have to be authentic. And there are a lot of people out there that might say, well, but aren't you afraid of what your clients will think? My clients embrace me the more and more that I do this, because they can resonate with what I'm going through. And that is the case for everyone.
Yeah.
The more authentic you are, just put yourself out there. And guess what? You might post some things that nobody responds to. That's okay. You know, find your tribe. Find the people that are going to be there for you, no matter how sloppy you get, no matter if today is a hot mess or not. You have people that are going to get what you're going through and be there for you. And that's very important, you know, to have that tribe.
And I absolutely love that point, especially for people who are in healing modalities which are governed by colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that that's been a big learning curve for me in particular, because the colleges really say, don't talk about your personal life. Your clients can't know anything about you. There's really that divide. So it's been a big learning curve for me in terms of how to become authentic within myself, keep good boundaries, but allow myself to be vulnerable as well, because sharing our stories and creating a vulnerable space for other people can be vulnerable, and creating safety within that becomes such a large component of healing. Now, we have to start wrapping up. Our time is coming to an end. Just very quickly, is there anything you want to leave our audience with?
Oh, gosh, what a great question.
Actually, you think of that, and
yeah.
I'll go to,
sure.
You know, if you want to reach Felicia, you can join her in her Facebook group. She has an amazing interactive Facebook group called Angelic Badass Mastermind, or on her website, FeliciaMarieG.com, and those links are posted here. Any last words?
Yeah, I just want to let people know that if there's only one thing that you do, be okay asking for help. And I'm sharing this because it's been a big lesson for me recently. So situations will come up that are going to define, it's going to be a fork in the road. Do I go left or do I go right? It's going to define the rest of your life. And the people that you reach out and ask for help from and the people that are really there for you, they're going to rise up and be there for you. But you also have to be willing to accept the help. So if you need anything at all, just make sure to reach out, even to me. You know, be okay reaching out and saying, I really need help with this. And you'll find that the universe opened doors where there were only walls before. So that would be my only suggestion as we go forward into the rest of 2016. We have 6 months left.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. But thank you so much, Jessica.
Next 6 months are easier than the first 6 months.
Oh, it's going to be easier for sure. We were moving backwards. I know. We were moving backwards the first 6 months of the year, just astrology-wise. There was planetary alignments getting us to move backwards and release and heal. So now June to December, we're going to be moving forward, especially October, November, December. It's going to be more fast-paced. So just get outside, take a deep breath, get grounded, and ask for help, and you'll be good to go.
Thank you so much, Felicia. It's been such a pleasure. Absolutely love chatting with you. Love working with you.
Thank you so much.
Keep on
Jessica.
Doing what you're doing because we need you.
Thank you. I love this. Thank you. I had a great time on the show.
Thanks. If you haven't joined her Facebook group, it's the Angelic Badass Mastermind. You can reach me at Brain Healthy or Brain Healthy Clinic, and we will see you on the next episode of Brain Healthy. Take care and have a great week.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.